What's up, family? It's your boy, Randy Gill. I am so glad to be here today. I've been waiting and waiting for a long time to do this. I've got so many questions I want to ask. I've got so many questions and answers I want to hear from you and from others. You know what? First of all, I got somebody on here with me that I've got to ask questions to also tonight, and I'm sure you guys want to know. Well, don't get us twisted now. We know y'all need to know. Do you know us? Really, I don't care. Not you. But anyway, we're going to tell you who we are tonight. But let me tell you who this person is. Hello, are you there?
Oh, I'm here, Mr. Randy Kill. Oh, what's going on?
Yeah. Who are you? Do I know you?
Well, do I know you? Shit, I want to know, do I know you? Oh, you want to know, do you know me? Do I know you?
Girl, I'm the man from Mars. I'm the man from Mars. You know how it is. I'm
okay, cool, man from Mars. Well, I'm your girl, Angela Davis.
Angela Davis. Yes, ma'am.
Angela Davis, your auntie, your sister, your cousin, for the right cash out.
Angela, girl, I am so happy to have you here. Do you know how long I've been waiting for this show?
Yes, we've both been waiting so long.
But what I need to do first, I guess, before we even get started, I need to introduce you, Angela. I want to do it like they do it back in the olden days. Ladies and gentlemen, far and near, I'd like to take you on a journey you've never been before. Don't tell me you've been there because you don't know it like I know it. The young lady that you have on the phone, that did they ask you? They always talk, you know, people always, you know, when they be like, do you know, have you ever heard that? The first thing they come out their mouth, yeah, I know who that is. You are damn lying. You don't know who that is.
You don't know because we don't know you. Do you know us?
That's right. But I'm going to introduce you, Angela. This is what I'm saying. Uh-huh. Angela. See, this is Angela Davis. This is my sister. You know, she's, first of all, let me welcome her to this platform because it was her and I that decided to come up with something like this because we've always looked at a lot of podcasts and stuff, and everybody's talking, you know, to celebrities and, you know, people that you see all the time on television and stuff like that. And when you get off the phone or off the television, you still don't know who they are. So Angela and I decided that we don't just want to talk to celebrities and stuff. We want to talk to just any and everybody because everybody has an answer. Am I right, Angela?
That's correct. That is true. That is so darn true.
So we wanted to put this together, and we wanted to ask people a lot of questions. I got a question tonight I want to ask Angela, because I saw some strange things today, and I want to know who the hell told you could do that? But I need to know. But Angela's going to help me tonight. But Angela Davis, I'm going to let her introduce you and tell you all the stuff. This girl got more shows than a Jamaica over in Kingston. I'm going to tell y'all just like it is. Yeah, Lord. I mean, Angela, girl, look, I can't even begin to tell you. By the time I tell them, it'd be past midnight. Tell them who you are, girl. Do I know you?
Shit, do I know you, Mr. Randy Gill? That's the one I want to know right there. Do I know you? I don't think I know you, but we're going to find out today. Tonight.
Yeah, so who you are, girl.
I'm your girl, Cousin Angie. I'm Cousin Angie. I'm your favorite cousin. You can come to the artist management of Mr. Randy Gill and To The Extreme. Also, my cooking channel on YouTube is Angela Southern Comfort Dishes and Seasonings. Be sure to check that out. Don't forget to check out our Patreon account at Randy Gill, and we'll have a link there for you guys. Just search Patreon on Google, patreon.com/Randy Gill. And on our Patreon channel, when you subscribe or become a member, you will see there's, under our different categories, you'll see Angela's Southern Comfort Dishes and Seasonings and all our different events and shows we've done around the world. You know, and you'll be able to tap in right there. So we have a lot of things on our plate that we're cooking up for you guys, and we look forward to having you all with us.
Literally, you have a lot of stuff on the plate, because I tell you, I've seen your show, and I'm thinking, girl, every time I see your show, I be thinking about, this damn girl is just determined to make me eat, because I be trying to find the same food that you be cooking, and I damn, you know what, let me tell you, I went to a restaurant one day, and you had made a cake, and I went to a restaurant one day, and I asked the lady, you know, for the same kind of cake, and I said, I'm looking for a cake, I want the cake upside down, sideways, but I want it to be good, I don't care how it is. And, you know, the lady, you know, the thing about, I got it. And I don't mean no harm, and I'm not racist. But, you know, when I asked for the cake, the lady that brought it out was Chinese. I'm thinking, what kind of cake you cooking up in here? Because I ain't looking, you know, I want some cake with some seasoning and stuff in there. You ain't going to tell me. And, you know, I know, I don't care what you say. It tastes like one of them cakes you got from the gas station. That's some boo. Don't tell me that mess. About somebody, this go cake. She's talking about this go cake. This go cake. We made it fresh here. You ain't make that fresh here. You bought it fresh from the store today.
Yes.
That's far as you got. But Andy, I've seen your cakes.
And that's what they want you to believe. Yes.
Oh my God, I've seen your cakes on one of your shows, and let me tell you, girl, I was lobbing so much I changed my pillowcase 3 times. That's damn shame.
And bring it to you just like Grandma and Mama did it. But with my own little spin on it, baby. Listen, I tell people all the time when I record my shows, and I'm guarantee you hear this in all my shows, I always say, baby, don't let your food be bland, but don't over-season them as well, baby. I want some southern, down-home, good cooking like Mom and Grandma.
Oh, yes.
And that's just how I bring it to you. I bring it to you, baby. And when I travel to see family members, I go in and grocery shop, and I say, can I cook in your kitchen? And that's what I deliver. I come to your home, shit, I cook in your kitchen, too.
Oh, yeah, thank you. You know what? You're going to make me go out and buy some Tuckerware. I tell you, I'm going to buy me some.
Okay.
Yes, indeed.
I want you to.
But Andy, you know what? I want to get to a topic, though, because I've been thinking about that topic you and I talked about before. And I think it's a good topic because it's strange. You know what I'm saying? Because I've seen a lot of strange things going around here. And I've heard a lot of people talking about a lot of strange things. But you remember what we were talking about before, right?
Yes. So we were talking about, is there a limit as to how comfortable you should be around your mate?
That's
what we want to know.
Yeah.
That's the topic. So man. I believe that when it comes to being comfortable, not just around your mate, but that is the topic, our mate. But it comes with all due respect, because that's how we were all brought up, with mama and grandma and aunties and our aunts. So, you know, first of all, it's called respect, you know? And so if you don't have that respect, then I'm not comfortable being around you or with you. That's just the bottom line to the puzzle.
Yeah, but it, my thing is with that, it's like you've been with somebody for over 20 years and whatnot, and you know, it's like, what is it comfortable around them? Because let me tell you, I've been around people that actually been to the bathroom and took a dump, and in order for them and the mate's still in the house. Or I've been around one person one time that wanted to take a dump so bad, he living with the woman, but he sent her to the store. So by the time she get back, the smell is gone. What kind of bull is that?
See, that's called, again, no respect, because I put his stinking ass outside. I'm
just saying that. But Andrew, don't he pay to take a dump in the house? Why you gonna put a man out?
Okay, because you know what? If that's what you gotta do, baby, go handle your business. But make sure you fresh in the bathroom for the next person to come in there. You know what I'm saying? That's how I do it in my home. Hey, wash your damn nasty ass hands before you come out. And make sure it's freshly. I'm just saying, Randy, that's the way I roll with it.
Yeah, but I've been to some houses, Angela, that don't even have fans in the bathroom anymore. Who in the hell tell them to take fans out the bathroom? You can't turn the fan on when you go in there.
You know what? I've been on some of them relatives' houses too. You know what I do? I tell them, you know what, babe? I got to head back to the hotel. I got to take my medicine. I've been on stopped at the nearest damn place, knowing I don't like to use public restrooms. But, baby, I understand what you're saying. I wouldn't go behind nobody. You ain't got a fan in your bathroom? How the hell you smell that shit up your nose?
I went to the house. They didn't have a fan yet. I was like, well, where does it go? I mean, I'm thinking, you know, the door's closed and you close the door
it's
going to
leave. Window?
No,
but do they have a window?
No,
there
was no window.
Oh, hell, fuck that. I'm sorry. No, that's grounds for leaving. That's grounds for leaving. We ain't got no ventilation.
Thinking like that. I'm thinking like that. That could cause you to get a divorce.
Yes, that's no ground state. No ventilation.
Like, no. You know, when they literally mean that when they say something's rotten up in here. Yeah, sure is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your ass is rotten, baby. Like Grandma said, don't nobody want to smell the crack of your ass. Excuse me, people listening, but hey, I'm just coming straight and raw to you.
Well,
straight
up. Let me see. Can you walk around your mate and now women are comfortable in. Women can walk around a mate naked and whatnot, you know, and just all kinds of. They get out the shower and they walk around with a towel on. Mm-hmm. You know, we men, we damn near get dressed in the damn shower. We go in with a towel, you know, while we're inside, and we come back out the bathroom from taking a shower with a suit on. So we don't get dressed inside the shower and whatnot, because we, you know, we're not as comfortable as women. And I don't know what makes women so bold.
Well, you know what? That's something I always wanted to know. Why come when it comes to brothers? Again, we're talking about our mates, how comfortable we are around our mates. So why is it that men aren't comfortable? When, like you said, they go in to take a shower, they still got on their street clothes, suits, whatever. They come out, they don't dry it off and got dressed like they going somewhere. Why? Why aren't you that comfortable? was being butt naked around us, because me, I'm going in to take a shower, and first of all, before I go in there, I'm butt naked.
Well, see,
and
you know
I
why?
Come out, I'm still butt naked.
But you know why men don't do that? Because y'all think y'all slick. Y'all know we know y'all be talking. Y'all know we be seeing your girlfriend looking at us like, look a shorty over there. And we think, did you dance with that?
But see, when you getting ready to go in the shower, there ain't no shorty in the house. There's nobody but you and I. So if you going in the shower naked, shit, I might as well just join your ass.
Well, shorty,
if I don't join your ass, I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you to come out butt naked laying in the bed waiting on you. Shit.
Well, and when we talking about shorty, shorty don't mean the nigga's height. Shorty just mean you done talk to your girlfriend about him being short statured, shall we say?
Oh.
Or let's say the water was cold.
Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna heat it up for you, baby.
Well, see, that's the thing. But the thing is, like, still a question: how comfortable can you be around your mate? Because things that they used to do back in the day, they don't do it anymore now. You know, I mean, yeah, they used to walk around the house and, you know, together naked, or they used to walk around like, scratching their ass and whatnot. Can you be at some place in your house at your sink, wash the dishes and whatnot, and your ass itch, and your husband walk by and you tell him to scratch my ass for me, it's itching? Can you be that comfortable?
No.
Can you be no?
Mm-mm. No, hell no. I don't want your hands going between the crack of my ass, baby.
That's called excusing yourself.
No, baby, that's called excusing yourself. Not just for yourself, but for others around you in the vicinity. That's how that works. That's called respect. No, I'm not that comfortable, baby. But I am comfortable for you to walk around me naked, though. Hell yeah.
What about, what's the embarrassing moment you ever had, Andrew, from like one of your boyfriends?
Oh,
you know, what's the embarrassing moment that you feel like that's too personal?
Yes. Okay. And not even a boyfriend. How about a marriage? You know, when someone is sitting up here passing gas and they don't excuse themselves or have enough courtesy to say, oh, excuse me. No, baby, let me help your ass out. I get a bottle of Febreze and lay that bullshit in the middle of the bed for you. You lay on your side. Mama got my side. The most embarrassing moment was somebody with stinking breath, stinking personal hygiene. They stink like musty stink. And then just letting their butt go like they on a balloon heist or somewhere around there. That was the most embarrassing. My grandma used to say, that heifer stink. You want him coming back around here. That's what grandma used to say. So those are the embarrassing moments. Those are the embarrassing moments.
But there's
what
something you just can't
so
help.
What makes you so comfortable that your mate just lays here and just... And you're like, oh, fuck that. Hell no.
Well, we have been there. Somebody asked me that. Somebody asked me that before. And be like, can you pass gas in front of your mate? And
no.
And I've heard, man, you know, they just, it wasn't just me. They've asked a lot of people that. But it's just the fact that some people will say, yeah, they can. Some people will say, no, they can't. But it's like, so when is... How far can you go when it's just uncomfortable? You ever just, like, sat there and talked with your mate or just sit, you know, in front of... And it just slipped out and you're like... just pretend like it didn't happen. And, but you're embarrassed.
Are you embarrassed?
Or you just be like, my last girlfriend was like, shoot, they said better out than in. I'm thinking, yeah, but it had to be in here. It could have been on the other room and then he had to come out here. But you know, I mean, that's comfortable. I'm thinking, I couldn't even answer her then because, you know, at that time, when it came out, it didn't come out smelling good. So you shut me down instantly. I'll just look at you and be like,
I'm done. You know what? You can't help it. You know what? When we're talking about being too comfortable, well, at that moment, like you said, there's no reaction other than to plug your damn nose up. But you know, if you're that comfortable, where you got a solid tornado coming at your ass, you don't funked up the whole damn room. I don't know if I'm gonna feel too much comfortable being in the room with you at close distance range, because I don't want to smell the crack of your ass. I just don't.
Right. A lot of embarrassment. Let me ask you. Can you go to the store with your man and your hair not done? Or you gotta have on makeup?
Absolutely.
You gotta have on makeup and stuff and you know, you gotta get all dressed up we just gonna get some savory or whatnot. It ain't that deep. And you just gotta be like, I ain't dressed yet. And by the time you come out from getting dressed, you done got on high heel shoes, you done had to put your lashes on, had to do your press and curl with your hair, just to go up the street to the store, just to get some milk for some cereal.
Well, you know what? To answer that question, honestly, it's just how grandma and great auntie used to tell us back in the day. They would always say, baby, you ain't got to look glamorous. But when you walk out that door, you better remember where you came from. You ain't going out there looking holy and tore up off the street corner. So, no, you ain't got to be all glamorous. but you have to be presentable for yourself as a lady and a man. So, but no, I couldn't even walk in public. I'm being honest with you, to this day, I could never walk in public with my man, you know, because men, again, you don't have to be dressed all super fancy, but I don't want to see no holes in your damn pants. I don't want you walking with me looking like Grady from Sanford and Son. I don't want to see no black ass nails with fungus under there. I'm just being straight honest with you. Listen, a man is quick to say to a woman, now I'll be right back. You know how y'all say, I'll be right back, and we don't hear from a phone call, won't even see you. It's like, you don't block the damn number, because we embarrass you all with our image, you know, and personality as to how we carry ourselves. So why is it acceptable that the woman has to look the par and look great and smell good and all that there and have the body, right body type and all that? But then when you the man go out here, you want to look like Grady from damn Sanford and Son. I know you lying. No.
Well, I went outside one time before with Ashley Legs. It ain't bothering me. I'm thinking, shoot, I may need to write a note on it for later on or something. It ain't bothering me at all. But, you know, y'all say y'all got to go to the store. We ready to go. But, you know, we asked you, you know, when you're ready, you say, give me a few minutes. We didn't know a few minutes was going to be 45 minutes because you had to put on makeup and stuff just to go down there and see Young Chong Lee.
Well, baby, you don't want us going down there to up from the floor up. You don't want us to embarrass you and embarrass us, but I can't go out in public like that. I'm sorry. Yeah, I can't walk my man like that. That shit, I don't care for sitting or sit.
Nine times out of ten, we the one going in the store to get the stuff anyway, because y'all going to send us in anyway. You know, so all we ask you to do is sit under the car.
We ask you to do. Yeah, just sit your ass right there, because you go out there and I done told you what the damn get, and you come out here with some other shit. Like, who the hell that's for? You sitting in there. Oh, no,
we're only going for what we need. We're only going for what we need. That's why.
Well, that
and we understand y'all going there, because I never can understand anyway why a woman, you know, when she got to go to the store, it takes her a whole half an hour to get what she want. When it, with us, we go in and go straight to it. What kind of aisle y'all looking down?
We looking for every damn aisle we can get the deals on.
Man, I'm gonna tell somebody, I'm going in here to get some eggs so we can have something for breakfast. You come out with like three bags. What kind of eggs you got?
Listen, you want to eat, don't you? You said you want some Southern Confidentials, right? Okay, baby, I got to go in and get the deals, baby. Listen, I know I'm supposed to be going in there to get this right there, right? Well, baby, they had some other deals on. So either your ass want to eat or your ass want to be hungry. That's the type of deal we going in there. That's why we in there for a minute. If you can't wait, we'll call for number two. It's all right. Everybody, you know, got somebody on the side.
I agree with that. But my thing also is just that I wonder, have you ever eaten with somebody else? Mm-hmm. You didn't know they can't cook, and you feel embarrassing for them. And then you look at your husband like, I'm sorry I brought you over here. And then he thinking, we need to have him get home so you can cook, because this food over here ain't got no seasoning on the food and whatnot. Is that embarrassing?
Yes, Al, it is. Yes, not just his family, my family too. And I don't proclaim to be the best cook. God knows I'm not. But baby, let me tell you, went over Ken Fo's house one time, even his Ken Fo's house, had my heart sitting on and walked in the door. It smelled good as hell. Put that shit in my mouth and spit that shit right out without a napkin. That was without an embarrassing moment. Without a napkin. That's how nasty that shit was. Didn't have I didn't have a chance to reach for the napkin. The shit was fucked up.
What your husband to look at? What if he had to lie for you? Y'all had to forgive her. She pregnant. She throwed up.
It wasn't sit there. No, you was sitting there stupid talking about, it tastes all right to me. Of course, it's your kinfolk. Everybody careful, don't cook like we cook. You understand what I'm saying?
But I do say sometimes, be like, ain't nothing worse than to have a girlfriend who got a lot of mouth, and you just be like, you shouldn't have said that. You know, I mean, we could have called them later on and said that. And she just talking away, you're like, oh my Lord, okay.
No, I would have said, you know what, I'm sorry, it was great. You know, I had to lie. I'm sorry, it was great. It's just my acid reflux kicked in. You got to call it on the acid reflux.
And it didn't kick in until you took a bite of the food.
Well, shit, I didn't know it was going to be nasty either.
No. But I feel like...
Hey, it smelled good coming in your door. You can tell me this shit was going to be nasty.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
But you know that rap song, Grandmaster Flash used to sing, if you ever took a girlfriend over to what the girlfriend? I can't think of it now. To your girlfriend, I was thinking macaroni tastes like cheese. You mean a macaroni tastes like wood or something? What is it? I cannot remember. But it's the old song Grandmaster Flash that we sang back in the day. Yeah, that ain't a good thing. We should stop off and grab us a little snack or something before we get there.
Yeah, they sure can't cook, baby. I tell you, I went on one Kenfo house, said they were going to cook it. I know you like peach cobbler. Went over there, them bitches had to open up a can of peaches and put some water in it, poured the peaches out in the pie crust, put some water in it, shook it up. I went to taste that shit, tastes like water, all the peach flavors. I said, I know they lying. This is not how grandma taught you to make that shit. So, baby. Angela, don't eat everybody cooking, baby. That's not comfortable being around your mate or your family.
Can your mate over your house and none of the family members can cook?
None of them. Not even the auntie who says she got seizures. I'm sorry, I'm not making fun of anybody's health. She can't make a damn hamburger. Feed it to that shit.
You get somebody to speak like they just had a seizure all of a sudden because it's like, I eat that.
Yeah. She told my baby, make yourself a burger. Wash your hands. Goddamn hamburger smelled like hamburger. You been into the bitches wrong. I know she was lying. I don't know if she had the kids.
You should have washed that food first.
Yeah. Like, shit was taking nasty. I couldn't do nothing. I was like, no, we're not doing this.
No, can't have it, no. But
I'm not comfortable being around a mate who would just let you walk into any situation, meaning, okay, the house is clean, you're not clean. You just let your butt rip any damn time of the season, any time of the day and night, and don't have self-respect for you or I. Your image that you portray to me when we're out and about in public, or if you're going to go visit your friend or the family, whoever, even your family, my family. You know, I'm very particular. I'm not looking all glamorous and all that, but what I mean by particular is you wouldn't want, if we was out on the road and I look like the Beverly Hillbillies, you wouldn't walk with me. You wouldn't be presentable with me. So that's the same thing I would look for in a man, just like any other woman. Well, some women don't do that. Not even Jaguar, right? But anyway, some women don't care how our brother look. You know, they just for the gold digger status. Me, you want me to represent you? I want you to represent me. That's what we come.
So you saying you never, have you ever dated a guy who was just so embarrassing to you till you just didn't want to bring him around family or whatnot at all? Or you just didn't care? You have?
Yes. Well, right before I met my husband, yes. I was all about, hey, you know, marry me a military man, all that. But to answer your question, this gentleman was in the military too. It was actually 3 months before I met my husband. And he has stated that, you know, this is what I do in the military. Lord, you know, back in the day in the 70s with grandma and auntie, they used to grill you, everybody you date. They grilled everybody. Tell me what you do for a living. Oh, I'm a pastor in the military. Tell me what you know about the Lord. He couldn't tell grandma nothing about the book. And grandma said, you're a lying old hussy. Next thing you know, I ain't never seen him no more. He would call. Grandma told me don't date him. He didn't know nothing about the good book of Jesus shit. I didn't either. I was young too. But that was so embarrassing. And then he had the nerve to... probably about a week and a half.
Oh, damn. Can you call that dating nowadays?
No, you call that a booty smack. Get your freak on. Get your freak on. Get your freak on.
About a week. Yeah. Well, and a week, though. You know, now that, you know, women are... Like, you know, you don't get nothing for a whole month or whatnot. So I'd be like, shit, I'm going to call you in about 2 more months. And then you can come out and hang out with
me. Who the hell say, wait, hold on.
Well, you know, women today now, you know, they got a time limit. So, but, you know, it's just about, you know, being embarrassed, you know, and stuff like that. Also, so it's like, they just don't want to come off seeming, you know, too fast or whatever the case may be. But again, this is going to be your mate. So the thing is like, that's why I say, so, you know, how far... You know, or the limit, you know, that you can go, you know, before you feel that comfortable enough to do crazy stuff, you know. Well, you know, tell your mate, well, I'll just date over here for a little bit until you decide if you're ready or whatever the case may be. You know, when is it comfortable?
Well, I think, you know what, when it comes down to that aspect or any other aspect, I think it's just about getting to know one another.
Right.
Or who we are, because like we say, do I know you? We don't know each other. So we have to get to find out before we go jumping in bed or just getting too comfortable and feeling too relaxed, should I say, around one another. So we need to get to know each other and learn about each other's ways and, you know what we have going on in our personal lives. And then not only that, we need to set foundations for each other. What are you expecting out of a relationship? And, you know, he's going to want to know the same if he's a true gentleman, you know. And so, then we take our course step by step
until
we start becoming too comfortable.
So tell me, how do you feel about the new generation of women handling the new generation of the men out here? I mean, what do you feel about that? It's nothing like when we grew up. It's totally different. So, I mean, what's your thoughts on the, you know, how they do things now?
Okay, so what I see now from my perspective and my own personal opinion is our younger generation these days that are coding, or as grandma named used to say coding, but we call it dating, they rush straight into life, not knowing who they're, you know, the male don't know who you are, what it is, what you don't done. You can be a bank robber, a serial killer, a drug dealer. You know, they too relaxed, too comfortable within themselves, thinking, oh, this is life. You know, this is my friend. This is my boyfriend. And the next damn thing, you know, you don't met her today. And by Wednesday, what the damn day is, Tuesday? Yeah, by Wednesday night, they up in the hotel getting their freak on. Down when they leave the lights on for you at the Motel 6.
Well, you better be that way when you come. If you come, think you're coming to my house, going to get the freak on, and I don't even know who you are. It's like, she.
Exactly.
I ain't getting the motel money.
To learn about each other. You don't know who you're dealing with, and that's what's wrong with our new generations. They're so eager to love and to fall in love and to date. They don't see everything that we see going on in the world today. You know, it's all about safety and self-respect and self-love.
Yeah, but what I get uncomfortable with, and that's what I say, you know, the topic is about, is just the fact that the women nowadays just don't care about a man that does not take them out, whether it's to dinner, whether it's take them out to a hotel versus taking them to your mom or your dad home or whatever and all that. It's like, do you care about
if
the guy has enough to take you? If he can't, they used to be like, if they can't take you to a hotel, then you shouldn't be with them, because they don't respect you. Got to go either do it in a car, or you got to go do it in your parents' house, sneaking when they're away, whatever. It's like, well, so I guess you don't really care about having a job or something, or, you know, I mean, them having a job went out to support you, but yet when you get home and you want them to feed you, that nigga can't feed you. He ain't got a job to even put you in a hotel to eat your food now. So what are they going to feed you with?
But see, that's the first thing, though, when you get with a brother, or even if a sister is pursuing a brother, or a brother pursuing a sister, the first thing you want to do is take them home to meet the family. That's the first thing you want to do. You want to get to know them and then take them home to meet your family, because meeting your family is going to put the icing on the cake. And I know always that may not be. But then, like you said, too, if he don't have grounds enough where he could take you to get a hot meal and sit down and talk and get to know one another over dinner or something like that. And then if you guys are too comfortable within yourselves around the perimeter, and you decide, hey, we both grown, and you know, you want to go ahead and, you know, spend the evening together, as Raheem Devon would say, and you don't want to go and you don't want to get a brother now, then why not? What you do? You use them for a meal to get to know them so you can get a free meal, but you ain't good enough to go give them some good loving?
Right.
Baby, I'm going to give you all that. Trust me.
Well, that's my thing. It's like nowadays, you know, the women today will go for the guys more so than anything, who don't have a job, who can't take them nowhere, before they go to the ones who do have a job, even if they're working at McDonald's.
You know why? Because they don't have any self-respect for themselves, because you know what? Again, they're leaning and depending on someone and something else, instead of leaning and depending on their own to go out there and make their own bag, as young people say. You know, if that's what you're looking for, then you have no stability in your life. I'm just being real with you. That's how it is. You got to keep it real with the younger generation. And nowadays, when you try to be real with them, they don't want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to hear it. Why? Because they know every damn thing. And we don't know what the hell we talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. So you don't know what to do. All you can do is just keep living life for you. Because sooner or later, when shit happens to them that you pray don't happen to them, that's when they're going to come back and talk to you. Or 911, I need your help. You know, if that's all you're looking for in a brother, is to do certain things for you, then baby, you just might as well call that a booty night.
Well, basically, I mean, it's gonna be there, but you just gotta figure out where you're gonna head that night, because these niggas are not paying for shit nowadays. You can almost get it anywhere, you know, so it's like, wow. I mean, you're not embarrassed about that? Why do you feel comfortable, you know, letting her know you don't have money to put her up in a hotel or any place good to mate with her? Versus, you know, just anywhere, you know, trying to figure out where you should never have to figure out where you got to go. You should know if we have to go to the hotel. What?
She's too relaxed. See, a female like that is too relaxed within her own self-conscious. You know why? Because those are the type of men she's so used to being dealing with. But see, then when a real brother approaches you, which is a real classified man that's down to earth and about his business, and he actually want to do something for you, you too damn complex that you remembering the broke bitch over here, the broke brother over here, who couldn't do nothing for you. But then when you meet the real one that can actually do something for you, you want to toot your ass up in the back of the seat of the car. I mean, don't get it wrong. Back in the day, we all had sex in the car for one time. But shit, nowadays, you know, it's a different era. It's right, a damn different area. You know, you how you gonna get with a brother that can't do shit for you?
Right.
All he can do
is
offer you the 99-cent meal and want to